Excessive heat will occur across a big part of the Midwest as we go forward through the next 2 days, with the southern parts of the region probably staying that way on Friday as well. The heat and the lack of precipitation and lack of soil moisture will likely create an ever-increasing amount of stress for many crops across the lower parts of the Midwest in particular, and the damage done to some of the production potentials will continue to increase as we go through each new day without a meaningful precipitation. The stress levels will likely cut yields as we move forward in time, and significant rain has to fall in the next couple of weeks in order to save the crop and prevent it from having more significant production cuts. The northern parts of the Midwest may not see quite as much stressful condition. In fact, even though it will be very warm to hot over the next 2 or 3 days, we will have an opportunity for some showers to develop as we go from Thursday into Tuesday of next week. The precipitation that occurs will be quite variable, but still beneficial for much of the region. We'll expect to see anywhere from, let's say, a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, with some 1.5-inch amounts in some of the region over this next 5 or 6 day period. But remember, none of that will occur today, and the precipitation occurs tomorrow will actually be very late in evolving, just simply because we will have the high pressure system dominating a big part of the day. So late Thursday into Tuesday is probably the first round of precipitation, which will actually occur in 2 or 3 little waves. The energy that comes across the region will, it sounds better than it probably will really be, just simply because there's not a great deal of moisture in the atmosphere. And what's even more important than that, the atmosphere is very warm all the way up. And until we get a cooler pocket of air showing up in the higher parts of the atmosphere, it's going to be really difficult to condense any moisture out of significance. And even though there's a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, the precipitation will certainly be welcome, but a greater amount of precipitation will certainly be needed to make a long-term difference to any part of the crop region. Now, the one place that will not see much rain over the next 7 days will definitely be the driest areas in the south. Kansas to parts of southwestern Ohio will do very poorly with rain. We expect to see many areas either dry or pick up no more than 0.5 inch of moisture, and that is taking us all the way through Wednesday of next week. Now, the temperatures will be very warm to hot in this area as well, and this is where the greatest crop damage is likely to occur. And remember, everybody is running short to very short on moisture in both the top and subsoil, running from the Tennessee River Basin and portions of the northern delta, actually most of the delta, through the southeastern part of Missouri and into much of Illinois and Indiana. And some areas have been drier for a longer period of time, but all of this region will be stressed, plus many other areas from Kansas and Nebraska reaching over to Ohio. Temperatures in the lower 100s over these next 2 afternoons will certainly be punishing for the crop. Remember, corn will usually shut down at temperatures over 95 degrees, so the stress levels will likely be very significant for some of the crop, and the potential for additional losses on yield will certainly continue to rise. There is a chance for rain in some of the lower Midwest as we move into next week. During the middle to latter part of the week, scattered showers will be possible, but I certainly wouldn't hold my breath on the amounts of rain that fall. It will still be a stressful environment, even if we do get scattered showers to occur across the region. Pollination requires at least a little bit of moisture in order to help a successful fertilization. But as far as being able to support kernel development, we're going to have a regular occurrence of rainfall over many weeks in order to assure this crop does as well as possible. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.